VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump's former longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen is testifying before a House Oversight Committee panel, painting a sordid, intimate, and damaging picture of Trump, his business empire, and his conduct during and after the 2016 presidential election campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cohen says Trump lied about not having advance knowledge of WikiLeaks obtaining emails damaging to the Clinton campaign, lied about work on a Russia Trump Tower project during the campaign, and lied about a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, casting him generally as a racist, con man, and cheat, whom Cohen enabled for years.
I am ashamed, because I know what Mr. Trump is.
Cohen will go to prison in May after lying to Congress in earlier testimony, and Republicans dismissed this appearance, with Jim Jordan saying Democrats couldn't find a better way of trying to impeach Trump than by trotting out Cohen.
Fraudster, a cheat, convicted felon, and in 2 months a federal inmate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cohen said Trump ran for office to make his brand great, not to make the country great, and to build his wealth and power. Mr. Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un exchanged handshakes and pleasantries to kick off their second summit focused on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders greeted each other in front of a line of U.S. and North Korean flags at a hotel in Hanoi. Tensions have escalated between nuclear-armed rivals India and Pakistan today. There are claims and counterclaims of shooting down each other's fighter planes. Pakistan said it downed two Indian planes after they crossed over to its side of the line of control in the disputed Kashmir region. This is VOA News. A passenger train crashed into a platform at Cairo's main railway station on Wednesday, a fuel tank exploding, killing at least 20 people. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports from the Egyptian capital for VOA.
Fire and rescue vehicles rushed to the scene during the morning rush hour. Fire crews doused the burning passenger cars, and many people inside the front cars were thought to have been incinerated by the fire and extreme heat of the blaze. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly told reporters on the platform after visiting the crash site that every effort was being made to determine what happened. He says the era of keeping silent and sweeping things under the rug has come to an end, and the government will do its utmost to determine what happened and who was responsible, with a committee investigating the crash.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has rejected the resignation of Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in a letter published Wednesday by state media. Rouhani says allowing Zarif's resignation to go ahead would be against the country's interest. He said that Zarif is a key figure in the resistance against broad pressures by the United States. The top American trade official said Wednesday that a new trade deal with China is not close to being completed. The U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told a House panel in Washington much still needs to be done before an agreement can be reached. If we can complete this effort, and again I say if, and if we can reach a resolution on the issue of enforceability, we might have an agreement that enables us to turn the corner in our relationship with China. The United States and a number of other nations staged a walkout Wednesday at the United Nations Conference on Disarmament as a Venezuelan representative of President Nicolas Maduro was about to speak. They boycotted his presence to protest what they term the immoral policies of Maduro's illegitimate regime. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the Conference on Disarmament, Robert Wood, says the walkout has sent a very powerful message to both the international community and to Venezuelans that what he calls the former Maduro regime has no moral or political legitimacy.
The Maduro regime is unacceptable. We do not recognize it, and therefore we could not be in that hall sitting in our seats with that representative of that former regime speaking to the chamber. It was a disgrace to the chamber for that representative to be there.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.